It's certainly an emotional day, and I will be speaking about the gratitude I owe and the thanks I owe to so many people. But the decision had to be made, to be quite honest with you, Greg, because I know myself that it's I'm not providing the services that I should be providing in a professional and timely manner to people. And that's unfair on the people involved. And I don't think it's going to change much. So, and I hope that we will be holding a convention shortly, Sinn Féin will. And we'll hope we'll have an energetic, enthusiastic and passionate replacement for myself. So it's been a great 7.5 years. I really enjoyed it. And I was deeply honoured by the people who voted for me on two separate elections. And as I was saying, I had the great fortune to have been born and bred in Gweedore and finally to have grown up in Glenswilly.
Nonetheless, to actually make the decision has to rank there as one of the most difficult decisions that you've had to make.
I would put it up there with the decision to actually run in the first place. I have to honestly say I was quite a reluctant politician 8 years ago, but I knew clearly, obviously, that the timing was right, that I should run, and I was glad I did, and I think now that it's the right thing now for me to do is to step back, and hopefully that, as I said, somebody equally passionate will be selected to replace me.
Your reflection on the 7.5 years, often what we would see here is just in the chamber. What was the most enjoyable part for you? Is it when you can help people? Is it interacting with the public, probably outside of the media's eye?
Oh, God, yeah. This, I always loved a challenge relating to problem solving. And I have to honestly say, Donegal County Council have been superb. Every single member of staff that I've ever dealt with would do their very best, their absolute utmost to help people and to resolve problems. And they are an absolute credit. I think that the staff in this county are second to none. It was very enjoyable getting a problem resolved. I quite enjoyed some of the meetings, as even though some of our council meetings down through the last 7 years were particularly stormy. But it was about passion. And I think it's good that politicians are passionate about politics. And I think that was very much reflected here in the council chamber in Lifford. And that's why, as I say, I enjoyed some of those meetings. And there's numerous other things that one of the things I really took a huge amount of joy out of was I was hugely honoured to be selected as chair of Caoimhín na Gaeilge. And over the last 2 years in particular, there was a huge amount of work done there. And there's a lot of work being done on the language that's actually unseen. And it's another thing that I'm passionate about.
Mm. Another thing too is that, you know, we only see a certain amount of the work. You have to give a great deal of time, which means being away from family and loved ones and that type of thing. When you decide to run for an office like this, it's not just you making the sacrifices, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Nobody could do carry out the role, any role in politics, without the commitment and dedication and total support of their family. Because without your family, you just cannot do it. And I have been extremely fortunate that not only Mylene, Aoife and Niamh are keen, that they have given me total support, but not just themselves, my extended family and Eileen's extended family. And that's vital for anybody who's involved in this work to do it successfully.
And while you're not necessarily going to be an elected representative for Sinn Féin, I presume you'll still be working behind the scenes and what have you, will you?
Absolutely. I have no doubt, knowing this party, that they'll pass plenty of work over to me, and I will, obviously. I'm a Republican all my life, and I'll not change from that. So I will, I'm sure the party's lining up loads and loads of work now that they know that I'm available. And I'll quite enjoy that.
Okay. And a word on a successor. I mean, I don't think a massive amount of work has been done in that regard. But it's not necessarily going to, there's not necessarily going to be a queue of people, are there, to get into politics because of the sacrifices that entails too?
That is one of the difficulties. I'd say every party would say that that's a difficulty that they would encounter. And I'm sure there's at times there's a lot of negativity reflected towards politics. But I would say to anybody, you know, who has any interest in politics, it is a career that young people should particularly look at, because without politics, we can never change our world for the better for everybody else. And I would hope that there will be a number of people willing to step forward to step into the breach.
Mm.
And we'll know that shortly. I presume that a convention will be held now, possibly in early May, and that would tie in with the person who gets selected to be co-opted onto Donegal County Council at the May, end of May meeting.